Sometimes we get ideas for a segment, you know, going to bed, in the shower, up here at Diamond Talk. And last night, as you were post-Diamond Talk at home, fading away to sleep after watching Hard Knocks, you got the idea for a new segment.
Yeah, so the wife and dog both snoring, had a tough time going to bed. And I'm thinking, okay, what are we going to do at 2:15 tomorrow? I always wanted to do something fun. And then I started thinking about our technical director, Matt Birmingham, who is an incredible resource. He's one of the drop legends we've had over the years here, over 30 years of America's Favorite Station. And I thought, maybe we could do like a behind the drop, but we need to make it a little bit more random or a little bit more hamdom.
Huh.
So we're going to play a little game, and this is a blind draw. So
a gay draw.
I mean, he's gay. Right. Excuse me. He's blind.
So, Ham, we have, you have arrays that you play drops from, correct? And how many pages are on each array?
12 pages with 100 drops each.
So 10 rows and 10 columns?
Yep.
Okay. That feels like a lot, but I could, when I was doing the job, I could use like 20 more pages because there's just not enough space.
I wish there was more.
I know.
And you're always having to refresh it. So maybe we could go back to this because I'm sure you edit these things all the time. So I thought it would be fun if Mino.
Yes.
Monty. And myself, we just pick a random number.
Sorry, Lando.
So, yeah, but Lando can definitely jump in for sure because it's an all skate.
I'm new here. I'm sorry.
So you have 12 pages for your array. So we'll pick a number 1 through 12, then we'll pick a number 1 through 10 for the row, and then pick a number 1 through 10 for the column.
Okay.
And as we whittle it down, Ham will play that drop and we'll discuss, and we'll talk about the history of the drop or what we think of, and if it... If it's random and we don't know, we'll just move on to the next one.
Okay, and maybe we can rate the drop on the fun scale 1 to 10.
Okay, good. All right, so Monty, you start. Give us a number 1 through 12.
Let's go with...
Goodness.
That'd be fun. I don't know, let's start with number 6.
6. Okay.
For a page?
Maybe 8.
Let's
okay,
go 8.
Let's go page 8.
Page 8, okay. Mino, you go row. One,
I go
two,
row.
Ten.
I was hoping I was going to get column, but I'll go row. Let's go number 5.
5?
Cinco de Mino, yeah.
And I'll go column 2. So what? That's the drop. Play that's, it again?
Okay. Isn't that the lady that
that's Edna.
Sprayed, or was she on the phone with...
With fake Al
fake
Gore?
Al, yes.
Yeah, so those two people are often confused. The... I forget the other lady's name that sprayed Corby, though.
Uh-huh. I know it. Here you go.
Here you go.
Very similar voices, but yes, this was from the Al Gore prank.
Where he's like, I'm going to go stomp on a squirrel now.
I just mushed a gopher with my car. So that's
going
Edna.
Up to the, that was on, I think that was on Election Day in 2000?
2000,
that would make sense.
So that's an
I
old
can't
drop.
Believe they pulled that off.
And we have so many Edna drops in there just from that one fake conversation.
Okay, bye.
I think she's doing all right.
And actually, we heard a few years ago she is
no longer with us.
Yes, right. But she will always she will always be in the Hall of Fame, like Mongo McDaniel.
Because when we reference Edna, we know exactly who is being referenced.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, let's go to you go 1 through 12.
Minor. I'll go page. Mm-hmm. Let's go page 12.
Okay. I'll go row 7.
Column 3.
It's a fun time for the disabled.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So on page 12, that's where I put all my music
at. Okay.
We've learned that.
This is one of my favorite intro songs ever.
So did this start... Did this start on Sunday mornings, or was this on a
I think this was
fill-in?
A dry dock, yeah. Okay. A dry dock fill-in. We needed a Monty segment open.
Well, there's layers to this as well, because Fun Time for the Disabled was in the infamous...
A.J. Clemente.
A.J. Clemente debut. What station was it? Was this like Vermont?
No, this was like North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
You say he was used to from being from the East
from
Coast?
From the East Coast. Well, he started it out going, gay effing S.
And his co-host Van Chu.
Can we find that whole thing?
God, that
I want to
so
hear.
Great.
Probably in there.
I want to hear that at some point. Because when I hear that open now, and I hear the drop, and the segment's called "A Fun Time for the Disabled," I just think of that being a unique ticket thing. Like, I forget that it's actually from a viral YouTube video.
Well, he's talking about, yeah, he's teasing some package they're going to run, and it's a bunch of people in wheelchairs, whatever.
Oh, here it is.
Dreams in Motion organization has a fun time for the disabled. A deadly avalanche kills five in Colorado.
You're watching the Evening Sunday on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest reporter, AJ, on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, you know, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ.
Thanks.
Go for it.
A fatal ATV crash happened yesterday in Williams County.
And that was his last day on the job, I'm guessing?
So much shake
Poor
voice.
Guy.
I forget how much shake voice he had.
West Virginia.
And I love the, you know, you have record producers that have, like, their own signature sound. I feel like ham intros always have the...
Mm-mm. Beep, beep, just a weird synthesizer,
very
yeah.
Repetitive.
That's it's looped. Yeah. That's your hallmark. I love that. Okay, awesome. I'll go page. Let's go page two.
Monto, row
eight.
Column two.
After school, I take a dick into the pool.
Whoa! You take your run to the pool.
One of the more underrated e-breaks.
Yes.
He's so confident that he knows the lyrics of that song. And then after school, you take your ween in the pool.
I don't think I've... So that happened during the mix of the Musers and Invasion, a couple of years back at least. I don't think I've heard that entire mix. I feel like I need to... You know, some drops you need to hear about 30 to 40 seconds of context. I need to hear that entire segment.
George is a rapper. At school, I take a dick into the pool.
Whoa! You take your what into the pool?
What are you doing?
I took a dip in the pool.
What the hell?
Let's try it again.
Oh my gosh, he did. Totally. He would take it in there every day.
All right. It's really eye of the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the next playback.
Oh. Do you? Boy, the dog pile.
And the song, of course, Sugar Hill Gang with Rapper's Delight, which is, I guess, the OG rap song that broke through.
He felt
into the
he
mainstream.
Had to do a little time waster remix to it.
And didn't he claim at the beginning of the segment that he could sing every
yes.
word to it?
Yeah,
he did. I like his version
he made
better.
It four words in, before he said wiener.
Like if he sang the entire song word for word, spot on, we would have never really talked. Maybe the next day, like, man, that was really impressive, George. New Rapper's Delight, but we would not have this.
I
we wouldn't
like
have it.
Young George, it's like after lunch and he's in school and just waiting, counting down.
Yeah.
It's all hot school, down there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You take your what into the pool?
All right, let's. Goodness. We have time for one more. Let's do one more.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Monty,
do whatever
what,
we want.
What page are we doing?
We'll start with two.
Okay.
One.
I'll go nine.
Okay.
Hey, by the way,
you're gonna say very little. Do it quickly.
A little birdie told me that Sean Bass was doing quite a Garrett impression.
Oh, dude!
Really?
Sean, do you agree?
Yeah. You know, a little impromptu Garrett.
Well, let's hear it.
And he was running and running and running.
That sounds exactly like him.
It does, dude. Man. You're really good.
Yeah. You know.
Let's hear it, Sean.
Been workshopping it.
It's well played. Well,
what were they talking about today? The Wizard of Oz. You know, sometimes it's good to skip down the yellow brick road, put one shoe in front of the other. Of course, it's ruby red. We got to stack good days, deal with all this adversity, the flying monkeys, all of it. It was better this morning.
Is that it?
Wait, no.
This is going to 12.
They go to break, so a 15-second layout.
Gosh.
And they knew exactly what they were doing. And I kind of had an idea that was going to happen like midway through it, so I just pressed on.
Yeah.
Much like Dorothy did down the Yellow Brick Road.
I lucked out with the training camp horn actually going off in the background. Yeah. I'm like, all right, just go straight to break with this one.
But hey.
Oh, that was awesome.
I don't see anybody else doing voices.
No.
But will we hear from Fake Framber later from Monty?
Will we hear from Fake Framber next talking about the death of Billy Bean?
Ooh.